Come in.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, it's Colby.
You have a nasty habit of surviving. Well, you know what they say about the fittest?
You guys know what that sound means. It is time for Young Persons Radio right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's me, your host, as always, Colby Smith, and I will be here. That's a funky sound. I will be here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 from now until the end of time. And this is the only show, as you know, where you, the listener, are guaranteed to be cooler than the host. It's called Young Persons Radio, ironically, which is honestly a joke I thought more people would get. So many people, even like other DJs at the station, are like, why is it called that? And I'm like, well, it's like I'm not cool, but my guests are cool. And it's like, but yeah, like why Young Persons, though? Is it about memes? And I'm like, no, old people call young people, or you're like a young person. So, no, but do you talk about Minecraft? Like, no, we talk about like pop culture stuff and I'm a comedian in the comedy world, talk about that, talk to interesting people, writers, musicians, like all that stuff. Okay, yeah, but like, when do you talk about iCarly? And now iCarly is probably not even a good reference at this point. Like, was there a spinoff of iCarly? I think there was. Was Dog with a Blog a spinoff of iCarly? I want to think that it was. The phone number. We take calls on this show. It's a staple of the show. 718-928-9732 or 718-WAVY-C. As a friend of the show, Pat Wise, informed us a couple weeks ago. 718-928-9732 if you want to call in. And I certainly do encourage you to call in. What's going on? You can check us out on iTunes now. The show is now on iTunes. The archives, which go live every Friday for the past week's episode. So check us out on iTunes. Rate us, review us, like every other show asks you to do. It actually does help. You can catch up on past favorites, like last week with Kevin Bauer, the week before that with Amanda Dealey, or any of the guests from 2016. Please download the show and listen at your leisure. I also want to remind everybody that the campaign is still in full force to get me declared a living landmark for the city of New York. Same call to action as always. I feel like I've done everything I can do. Now, I've made all my contributions. I talked about them 2 weeks ago. Last week, I recorded a couple of clips of me saying, New York is the greatest city in the world. There's no place like New York. And there, see, I did two more for free. So these are the things that it takes to get declared a living landmark, apparently. Just make contributions to the city. So keep lobbying. I think they're hearing us. I think the New York Landmarks Conservancy is hearing us, so keep that in mind. We have a great show today for you. Matt Strickland is here. He's going to be joining us a little later. Talk about stand up. Talk about music. Talk about movies. The guy does it all. Does it all, folks. He does it all. In the meantime, something I want to talk to you guys about. Because I'm always, first of all. This is the first show of 13 straight hours of talk shows right here on Radio Free Brooklyn, all live today. We're going all the way to 11 p.m., so tune in for the rest of the day as well. Lots of great folks doing great shows. But what I want to say is You know, I'm always trying to think of ways to make this show better. So I look to the stuff that gets me going, right? The stuff that, like, gets me pumped up. And we all need that from time to time, especially this weekend with the, you know, the inauguration of Friday, the marches yesterday, and whatever bad show you hosted last night. So what do we need? And I realize what I need is Bruce Springsteen doing his, like, preacher shtick from his live concerts a couple of years ago. So let's go to one of those right now.
Good evening, everybody!
Hey, Bruce! Hey!
We're so glad to be here at the beautiful rain-free Glastonbury tonight!
Okay. We're all in Glastonbury right now.
I heard about it. Now I'm seeing it.
Yay!
With a mighty street band has come thousands of miles tonight to fulfill its solemn vow to rock the house.
I gotta start doing stuff like this. First of all, I gotta start referring to myself as the Mighty Kolb. Every morning. The Mighty Kolb is here! To make your house laugh? It's not a one-to-one thing. What does he do?
But we just ain't here to rock the house tonight.
No.
We're here tonight because we wanna build a house.
Yeah. I'll build your house. Well, in New York. I'll build an apartment for you.
We want to take the fear that's out there.
Oh, I'm into this.
And we want to build us a house of love.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
We want to take the doubt that's out there. And we want to build us a house of faith.
That's right. Have faith in me, the Mighty Kolb. Don't be sad.
We want to build us a house of hope.
Be happy that I'm here.
We want to take the blues and the sadness, and we want to build us a house tonight of joy and happiness. That's right. That's our job. And we want to take that cooling off, and we want to build healing in all those little tents out there.
Cheeky.
That's right.
Cheeky.
And we use the bad wood and the good wood.
Yeah, okay, now we're back.
We use bad news and we use the good news that's out there. And we got all the tools we need right here on this stage and in this field out there.
I got all the tools I need right here in the studio. I got this mixer and this microphone and these aux cables. I'm gonna build a house out of talk and jokes.
Now the mighty E Street Band is here tonight, and we're gonna bring down the power of the music on you.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, see, none of this I can do on the show. I can't. Bring in the noise. Okay, so instead of bring the noise, how about everybody call in? 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732. Can you imagine if I did this at Legion? Like, during a show at Legion Bar where I host and perform often? And I was just like, good evening! And there was just, like, one guy in the back just, like, giving me one clap. If it's anything like the show last night, if I was doing a speech like this, a guy would yawn really loud two-thirds of the way through. Make everybody feel really good. Oh, boy. What else you got for us? Ah! I think the rest of this video is just cheering. We'll cue that up later on if we want to. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we are going to be back with Matt Strickland right here on Young Persons Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn with me, your host, Colby Smith. Back in a moment.
Imitation of Harold Wilson. That's what it says in
here, here are the Beatles.
Have you heard?
Right here on Young Persons Radio, here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am your host, Colby Smith, and I'm going to bring Matt Strickland on in a second. But first, I want to remind everybody that Radio Free Brooklyn is brought to you completely independently, completely commercial-free, and completely free of any corporate overlords. And we do that through donations from viewer listeners such as yourselves. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. That's radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. To find out more about how you could support the station and all the great work that me and a lot of the other folks are doing here. If you want to sponsor this show in particular, which helps me take care of a lot of the administrative costs of keeping this thing going, you can go to rfb.nyc/YPR. That's rfb.nyc/YPR. Scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, right by our archives from Audio Boom, and click on Sponsor This Show. And I also want to mention that Radio Free Brooklyn is located right beneath the newest, coolest secondhand record store in the Bushwick neighborhood of Brooklyn. And what is it called? That's right, Secondhand Records. It's located right here at 1345 DeKalb Avenue. It's got a terrific selection, so come on by. They open at noon today. It's right by the Central Avenue stop on the M train and a 10-ish minute walk from the DeKalb Avenue stop on the L train. So swing by, pick up some records, and get it going. Now, I am here with a comedian, a writer, musician, a filmmaker, an editor. Anything I'm leaving out?
Chill dude.
That's right. Yeah, all around chill dude. Matt Strickland is here. Matt, welcome to the show.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for having me, Colby.
I'm so excited that you're here.
I am so excited to be here.
Not least because tonight, this very night.
Oh, my God.
Sunday, January 22nd.
A very special night.
You and I are co-hosting our monthly stand-up show, New Bits.
New Bits. New York's freshest comedians doing their hottest, freshest bits.
That's right. You created this show. Has been going on for a while.
It's been going on for over 2 years.
Yeah. It's at Muchmore's in Williamsburg on at 7 p.m.
on two Havermeyer.
Yeah.
In Williamsburg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I created it 2 years ago to give comedians a place to do their new material that wasn't an open mic. It's basically an open mic that you have to get booked at.
Right.
Because we all know open mics are terrible.
Yes, they are.
So this is like an open mic that helps like sort of weed out, you know, people that we don't want to see.
Yeah, yeah. And we have some really exciting people on the show tonight. Emily Winter, who is a fresh off. She is one of the hosts of Side Ponytail, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
She is a fresh off the What a Joke. Is it What a Joke? It's What a Joke.
Yeah.
The What a Joke Comedy Festival, which has been in a bunch of cities across America where it's all... it's comedy shows in protest of the new administration,
yeah.
All going to benefit some great organizations.
The ACLU, I mm-hmm. think.
Yeah. Really, is it just ACLU?
I'm not sure. That's what she posted about that today.
Yeah. Which is a very cool thing. So she's going to be on it.
Michael Wolf. Of UCB, OSFUG fame.
Yeah, yeah.
We got Jeff Mondoro on the show.
Yeah.
Julian Darmani on the mm-hmm. show.
Carolina Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of folks.
Lots of folks.
Jason Trachtenberg, who is a Trachtenberg, which is a host on this very station.
Wow.
Yeah, he has a monthly show here. And he's going to be doing a stand-up with us tonight. He was I can say this now that he's not here because he won't get embarrassed. But he was the front man once upon a time of the Trachtenberg Family Slideshow Players.
Wow.
A band.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah. He's a very, very cool, interesting guy. So you can see him and all those other people we mentioned in the flesh tonight at Much More's, where Matt and I will be hosting the show.
Can we just make the whole show a plug for our show later?
Yeah, sure.
A plug for tonight.
We could probably find clips of the people, of all the people on the show online doing stuff. Just play it like it's one of the Sirius XM like comedy stations that play people's bits like their songs.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Apparently you get a lot of good money if you are in that mix.
They won't respond to my letters. I keep sending them my tapes.
We
don't have cassette players, man.
Yeah, I forget so often that I talked about this on a previous episode, but I forget so often that SiriusXM even exists until I like go home for the holidays and like it's just everybody. It comes in everybody's car like automatically.
Yeah, I guess we don't drive, so we don't get. There's a lot of culture, American culture that we just don't understand. I think.
Yeah,
we don't drive
by not driving.
Yeah, we miss out on a lot of stuff.
Do you miss driving?
I love driving. I miss it so much.
Because you're from New Jersey.
I'm from Jersey. Yeah, that's why I really appreciated that those clips of the boss earlier. Good. I really hope that wasn't ironic, Colby, because, you know, I will fight you.
Now, listen, I've talked about Bruce Springsteen on the show before. I love him to death.
He's.
We might have some more of him coming up later in the program.
I fucking hope so. Sorry, I tried to stop myself from cursing.
You did great.
Yeah, I'm from Jersey, and I have a car, but I leave it at, it's a really old, shitty car, and I leave it at my parents' house in Jersey, so I don't get to drive it until I go home, and every time I go home, I drive it, and I, like, pop in CDs that I forgot I had. The last CD I bought, I remembered when I went home for the holidays, was Breakaway, the Kelly Clarkson CD.
Oh, yes.
And so I popped that in, and just, you know, it was great.
That's awesome. My car that my like my brother and I will drive around when we're home for the holidays. He has it at school, but I get to drive it around when he's home as well. It was made in that like sweet spot where they weren't putting tape decks in cars anymore, and there was no aux cable, so it's either the radio or CDs, and those are your only options. So it is kind of nice to like be at the mercy of whatever CDs he has in the car, plus you know whatever the local classic rock DJ is spinning.
I like that. I think I have Spotify now, and it's just too overwhelming. The choices.
Yeah.
Like, should I finally listen to the first Roxy Music album, or should I? You know, and I get overwhelmed. I like having someone tell me what to do.
Yeah.
That's why I'm excited for this new administration. Be told what to do.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I made a bunch of mixed CDs when I was in high school driving around. And I also feel like that's when I paid most attention to the music I was listening to. Because you're just like driving. So it's like you're operating like part of your brain, but in a very like, you know, repetitive way that you don't really need to be paying attention to. So you can open up the rest of it to like what's on the speakers.
Yeah. And I cared more about what music I was listening to. And
definitely
about what music I was talking to other people about listening to. I cared so much about that.
Yeah.
Like I wish I could see a compilation of my life of me telling people I like a band that I really just hate, or that I hate a band that I really love.
Is that, what's a glaring example? Like what's the biggest one that comes to mind when you say that?
Well, so I was like a punk kid in high school, and my favorite band since I was a child has been Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that in high school I didn't, I was definitely like open about liking Pearl Jam, but I definitely, you know, promote it more. Like I'm way more open about it now, my love of Pearl Jam, just because it wasn't that cool, especially like if you're a punk kid to like Pearl Jam. So that's like a big one off the top of my head.
Yeah. Yeah, you did a character at a show that I hosted with James Cross over a year ago. This just called a bashful Pearl Jam fan.
Yeah,
and I was like, I feel like this is expressing a part of Matt's life.
It was very, very accurate. I was a big, like I said, like I was a punk kid, so I hated like pop punk songs and like every like pop punk band. I really, really despised, or I said I despised,
right?
Because that was like, and I still despise a lot of them. I really hate, you know, Blink 182 and all their offshoots and Newfound Glory. But there's a lot of like pop punk bands that I like go back to now, and I'm just like, I wish I was just listening to this all the time.
Yeah, I've talked about this a little bit before about how like the small like very secluded town where I was in was very much isolated from a lot of culture, even though we had the internet. So there was no like local music scene really, unless you count like the old guys who would play like banjos at like a downtown theater.
That's like the coolest music scene there.
yeah I mean, it was the only one. And then there was a thing called Friday After Five in the summertime, which was like outdoor concerts in like the downtown area in Cumberland, Maryland, where I'm from. And it was always like 50-plus-year-old dudes just doing, like, classic rock cover bands. So if you, like, walked around, I guarantee you would hear Lawyers, Guns, and Money, that Warren Zevon song, like, every Friday night in the summertime if you were, like, outside in my town.
Oh, man. The cover band industry in New Jersey is the biggest music industry that we have. It's the biggest music scene. It's because it's all dads who play cover bands and who like desperately try to get gigs at bars on the boardwalk. You know, like I'm not from a shore town, but I'm about 15 minutes from the shore drive. So we go down to the shore all the time in the boardwalk, and it's always just like someone from school's uncle.
Yep.
Playing, I mean, obviously playing a ton of Bruce covers.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I mean, I'm not so mad about that.
No, it's great. I love it. Yeah. My goal was to grow up and be in one of those bands so I could play Rosalita all the time.
Now, Matt, do you know who Henry Rollins is?
Oh, I love Black Flag. And more importantly, I love his spoken word albums.
Oh, I haven't heard those. We might have to look those
really
up.
Good.
We might have to look those up. I want to play for you. I'll just introduce this as, this is Henry Rollins writing a letter to a famous filmmaker that he, I mean, I don't know why I'm couching it. He gives it away very early on, but let's take a listen. Letters from Henry is the name of this segment.
Dear Mr. Allen, I've been...
Dear Woody Allen.
Yeah, I got it.
...watching your film since my mother took me to see Take the Money and Run and Bananas.
First of all, the idea of Henry Rollins as a kid is hilarious. And the idea of him sitting in a movie theater watching Bananas is... I can't picture it.
In high school, I worked at a movie theater, and we had your films there for weeks at a time. We played Annie Hall, Love and Death, and everything you ever wanted to know about sex but were afraid to ask.
So is tickets. Is the visual him typing?
So he's first of all, he's typing at a MacBook, like smiling and like shaking his head like, "Oh, I'm so good." And now we've cut to him buying a ticket at a movie theater and like going in.
$3.50. They don't make movies like that anymore.
Ain't that the truth?
You do. But you remain an anomaly in the multiplex.
So now he's at the concession stand, and he's the guy behind it is like reading a magazine and like ignoring him while he tries to order.
The type of moviegoer who...
And it's a person of color, by the way, okay. behind the thing, which has its own level of not all right.
$9 to park their car. $25 for two tickets. I'm afraid to think how much for some popcorn and drinks. Just to sit amongst chatty strangers armed with cell phones and adult attention deficit disorder, wouldn't want to watch a Woody Allen film anyway.
So now the people who go to movies alone with no friends are now better than the people who would whisper stuff to their friends during a movie. And the subtext, of course, is that people who like Woody Allen movies are better than people who like superhero movies, I guess. This took place in 2007. There's more.
Oh. You don't make films where everything has to blow up and re-blow up in parts 2, 3, and 4. Come to think of it, I can't see you paying out all that money and going to see one of those films either. So when the mall theaters across America close down, as the cash-strapped masses retreat into the darkness of their home theaters to watch the latest DVD, and there's only small independent theaters left, I'm not sure you'll notice at all. I could be wrong about this, but it seems to me that you only make the films you want to make, and you're not that concerned about the Oscars, fame, Hollywood, or all the other things that entertainment types get caught up in.
What is this?
It could very well be
that
Hollywood is churning out as fast as they can will be their undoing, and they may fall so hard and
Henry
so
Rollins
fast
just threw his popcorn at the movie screen.
Self-satisfaction and lack of creativity, they may not be able to get up again. And I have a feeling you might not notice that either, as it will not affect your next film at all. I think that's pretty cool.
Oh my God.
So this was from, Henry Rollins had a talk show on IFC from like two seasons in 2006, 2007. And this was a segment called Letters from Henry. And most of them are like angry. They're like, there's one that's like a letter to the FCC. And it's like, you're censoring like free thought, like you suck. And then there's most of them are like very like protesty, which is like goes with his vibe. But then this one is just like, I liked Scoop.
I really want to write an open letter to Henry Rollins about this video.
Yeah.
Henry, years
later.
I think you're pretty cool. I have a real soft spot in my heart for any sort of like art created by like a white dude who like never matured past freshman or sophomore year of college.
Uh-huh.
You know, who still is like, it's either like really, really pretentious over the top filmmaking or just heard Bill Hicks for the first time. It's just like, man, you don't even know what's going on, guys.
That's the thing. It's like, this guy acts like all movies aren't a product.
Oh, God.
Who does he think he's like blowing away here?
I would love to hear his thoughts on Woody Allen's Amazon series.
Oh my God. Oh God. Did you watch that thing?
No, of course not.
I watched the first episode of it. It's called A Crisis in Six Scenes. And it's about he and Elaine May play like a married couple, like an elderly married couple in the 1960s, and like Hannah Montana plays a radical, like a young radical who like breaks into their house and then stays there.
Oh, that sounds charming.
I am no longer interested in the contents of that mind.
Everything's got a shelf life.
It's
unless you're Pearl Jam, everything's got a shelf life.
Yeah, yeah.
But and you Bruce, know, and the boss is no shelf.
That's
life,
true.
He's still doing good stuff.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. But you know, Woody Allen probably wouldn't even notice that people aren't going to the theater to see his movies.
Oh, you know what that means? Yeah. That is a caller. Caller, welcome to Young Persons Radio.
Hey, Colby.
Oh, yes. Tim Keck.
Yeah.
What's up, Tim?
Welcome to the program.
Hey, Matt, butt rat.
What's up?
Matt the... You said Matt butt rat.
Butt rat.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's me and Tim Keck are in a fantasy basketball league, and that's my team name, the Butt Rats.
And Matt destroying.
Tim, how are you this morning?
Oh, Colby, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm feeling all right. I'm doing good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm glad that you are now co-hosting New Bits with Matt.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Franklin, that's a powerhouse combination.
Yeah, it's gonna really allow me to slack off more.
Good.
That was my main reason for asking Colby.
Well, listen, I'll pick up the slack. I'll do it.
Thanks, bud.
Matt's a killer host, though. He does a great job. It was a great show.
Matt Strickland puts on
another good element to it.
Some of the best shows in New York City.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Because you are also, Tim, since you set me up for this perfectly, you're the host of I'd Rather Be Weird Than Good.
Yeah.
A monthly show at Legion Bar on the fourth Thursday of every month.
Yep.
And every month has a different theme.
Yep.
I did one not too long ago that was just a recreation of the 1968 Democratic National Convention, which was incredible.
That was a really fun one.
They're so good.
Thank you.
They're so fun.
Well, I like to, I'll come up with an idea I'm excited about, and then I'll just go real deep on it.
Yeah. Well, you also.
No one cares about it, but I'm like, if we got to do CBGBs, like, in the back room of Legion, and we got to make sure that, like, the Misfits are there, but everyone knows that the Misfits are still, like, 18-year-old kids at the time, and they hate Billy Crystal, and they destroy the tables.
Not to take away from your call too much, Tim.
Sorry, Tim.
But
we're steamrolling you.
Yeah.
To talk about
me. Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I'm giving you the chance to get back in on this.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I was just, going to say that New Bits is a cool show, and I'm a big fan of it. And I've done it before, and I've been writing diligently. Like working real hard so that I'm ready for whenever I'm invited to do the next one.
I see. I see.
So I see.
I'm ready.
I see. I thought you were just like, Matt's a great host. I didn't know that was like flattery to like butter me up to book you again.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Everything is a business opportunity for me.
This is actually true. This is the third week in a row that Tim has called in. Basically with a business opportunity. Amanda Dealey was here at the beginning of the year, and he called in to plug his he wants to take photos at your shows with his Nikon Coolpix, which are great, and you guys should actually book him to do.
Come to last week tonight and take photos, man.
Last week he called in just to make plans with Kevin Bauer to just hang out and not invite me. And now he's like, hey, I want to get on. I have a lot of new stuff I want to try out, and New Bits is the only place I can do that.
I mean, I could try it out. I could try it out here.
Okay.
Do you have a bit? Yeah. I'd love to hear a bit.
Let's hear some.
But if it's bad, just cut them right off.
So this is just kind of what I've been working on lately, what could be appearing at the next New Bits show, possibly. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, sure. Let's hear it.
Okay, so I've been trying to cook a lot more, and I'm not a good cook. I've never really cooked before, so now I'm really cooking. It's all new to me. Everything I'm cooking, it's like a new experience.
Uh-huh.
So that's one bit.
Great premise. Great premise.
I've kept waiting for the punchline.
Well, he can't do the punchline because then it wouldn't be completely new bit.
That's great.
And then he couldn't do it at New Bits.
That's true.
Because that's the rule. You got to do all new bits.
Got to do all new stuff.
But you know what, Tim? I've read a lot of articles about how comedians are going to deal with the next 4 years under the Trump administration and how they're going to be an important voice in the national discourse. And I just got to say, this this cooking bit is really showing that to me. So say keep. I think that's going to be really important.
I mean, I really want to be, the voice of a generation, if at all possible.
Yeah, I'm sure Vulture is going to contact you have you be one of those lists.
And that's just the first step, Vulture.
Yeah. Oh, God, to be in Vulture.
Vulture.
Ugh.
To Time Out New York. And maybe then.
The AV Club.
The AV Club. And maybe then you'll get something from Brooklyn Vegan.
God, dare to dream.
How does that sound, Tim?
That sounds great. It sounds like a dream. Honestly, I settled just for a spot at New Bits.
All right. Well, we would love to have you.
Colby would love to have you.
That's great.
Well, thanks for calling, buddy.
So many more good bits. Okay, great.
Please please call again next week. You have called in every show. I think this makes you 8 for 8.
I'm undefeated. Eat, sleep, maintain the streak. That's all I do.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Later.
All right, bye.
Bye, Tim.
718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732 if you want to call in. 718-WAVY-C is the number. W-A-V-Y-S-E-A. 718-WAVY-C.
I love that.
I like it too. It's a
Pat Wise is really into like nautical things. He brings up like a life at sea a lot.
Yeah,
and like being a longshoreman.
He loves whales.
He loves whales. Yeah, he's. I think he should pursue that more. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's like trying to be a comedian, but I think he should be a sailor.
Maybe he should be a pirate.
Yeah, a pirate.
Yeah,
a funny pirate. Like Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of those funny pirates.
Yeah.
Did you hear the show last week, Matt, when we tried out doing some stirring speeches?
No, I did not. I'm sorry.
Well, I want to give you the opportunity to try one of these out.
Okay.
Do you have a speech you want to give? It could really be about anything.
An original speech?
Yeah.
Or can I just do the one from Independence Day?
You could do that one. You
no,
could
I'll do the original.
You could,
all right.
You could get people to come to the show tonight.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, devoted listeners of Colby's brilliant radio show, we live in trying times. We have a pussy grabber in the White House who has, you know, distinct authoritarian tendencies. There's not a lot of places, institutions we can turn to. The media is, with the exception of this show, just being wholly irresponsible and lazy. I think the one voice, the one collective voice that we need to listen to is the comedians, the satirists, the people who worm their way into your hearts and minds. And sure, they make you laugh, but maybe they make you think? I mean, that's the idea anyway. And I'll just say this. If you're not busy tonight from 7 to 9, you come on down to 2 Havermeyer Street, Muchmore's. You get yourself a beer. You go into the back room, sit down on a real odd-shaped couch, and you listen to some comedy, and you laugh, and you love, and you think.
How good did that feel?
That felt great.
This, I think, might be my my like self-care during the next 4 years, is to just come here every week and do a speech. I think it would be great. I think it would be great. Imagine Woody Allen's like response to Henry Rollins. He's like, "Dear Henry, I don't respect the medium of music that you play. Once I even filmed a scene in Hannah and Her Sisters with Diane Wiest. Poor Diane Wiest takes me to a punk club, and then I'm sitting there with my fingers in my ears like I'm above it. And then I drag her out, and I take her to the Carlisle Hotel, and we listen to some old guys play Cole Porter songs. And it's supposed to be like a funny, cheerful moment, but in fact, it just means I'm out of touch because it was 1986 when that was released."
There's so many things I think that I like and that I hate that I like.
Yes.
Like Woody Allen, like I genuinely like Manhattan, as like creepy as that movie is. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, that's a good movie. And people always like make fun. That's like a punchline. Like, oh, white dudes love Manhattan.
Yeah.
And it's true. And I hate that about myself. Like we were talking the other day about Patterson.
Yes.
That Jim Jarmusch movie.
Yeah.
And just describing it makes me want vomit in my mouth.
I know.
But I know I'm going to see it, and I know I'm probably going to like it.
Yeah.
And I know in the future I'm probably going to lie to someone about liking it.
I am that way with music a lot of the time, where it's like I a lot of my tastes skew less contemporary. I like a lot of plenty of like current bands, but like in terms of like if I like come home from work and just like want to turn something on, it'll probably be something from, like, before 1985. And I'm sheepish about it. It's not a cool thing to do.
I don't know. I think it depends.
It could be cool. I don't know.
I mean, what do you listen to? Like, The Who?
The,
Zeppelin?
No, it's usually... I like that 70s rock, you know?
Sure.
As I revealed last week, my top 10 albums in high school were just all Elton John albums.
Hey, that song, My Father's Gun, is that's
so
a banger.
Good. That's from Tumbleweed Connection.
Yep.
1971. It also had Burn Down the Mission on it. And Marina.
Yeah, I know that song from the Elizabethtown soundtrack.
Oh, I've never seen that movie.
It's real bad.
Is that the one where Orlando Bloom and Kirsten Dunst fall in love?
Yeah, it's the movie that I think made whatever journalist it was coin the title of the Manic Pixie Dream Girl. He coined that phrase.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Based on Nathan
that
Rabin.
Film. Yeah.
Of the who founded the AV Club. Speaking of the AV Club.
It was based on that film. It is very atrocious, but like all Cameron Crowe movies, has a great soundtrack.
You know who that is?
Who?
That's another caller. Oh. Caller, welcome to Young Persons Radio.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I'm a friend of both of you guys. It's John Hudson.
John Hudson, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. So I just kind of want to run this by you, and then I'll hang up and kind of listen to your answer. this is my first time calling in.
Uh-huh.
It's also my first time listening to the show.
Okay, so even though you've submitted sketches to the show before that I've played on the air. Okay, no, please, let me hear it.
That's true. So imagine if, say I called, and as the joke, this is what the joke would be. I'd call in and I'd say, hey, John Hudson here. First time.
Yeah, I like that.
Sure.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll hang up and I'll just like listen to hear what you guys think. Great show. I'm going to keep listening. Thank you.
Great.
Thanks.
I want everybody to know that, you know, we got a lot of listeners to this show. I know that. And, you know, some of you might not know me personally. A lot of the people I know, I can tell who it is from, like, the first time they say hi, especially if it's Tim Keck who calls every week. But you don't got to know me if you want to call. So everybody call in. You don't have to be nervous. I know I'm not going to razz you too much. It's 718-928-9732. I know everybody who meets me is like, this guy's going to razz me soon.
You do have, you just look like a bully.
I look like a bully.
Like a bully in an 80s movie.
Yeah.
You look like a, this is actually true. I just realized that you do look like one of the guys in like an 80s ski movie.
Okay.
Who like, is like one of the rich kids who's wants to punch the snob or the slobby ski bums. And then you got to race them at the end.
And then they beat me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or actually, you're like that guy's friend, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're like the guy
who's like, I don't know, maybe we should give him a chance. And he's like, shut up, and he pushes me away.
No, not even that guy. The guy who's just like, yeah!
The hype man.
The hype man. You're the hype man for the villain.
The hype man for the villain.
An 80s ski comedy.
I can't even be the villain. I have to be the hype man.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. Well, Matt, You also we've talked about a lot of things that you do. It's something not to get too sappy and genuine here for a moment, but you're someone whose skill set seems to know no bounds, and it's something I genuinely admire about you.
Oh, thank you.
You also are a music man.
I do. I was in a I was in a punk band in high school called Rubber Molding, and our big claim to fame was Don Giovanni Records, after we had already broken up, put out one of our records. Or they like,
oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
They just added it to their website store.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't put it out, really.
Sure.
But you can buy it on the store, I think.
Okay. Is it still there?
I think it is. I think it's not a record, it's a CD.
Uh-huh.
A digital download.
Wow.
I think you can get there.
Cool.
Hopefully it's still there. But if you scroll down to the bottom of their website, this I did check like not too long ago. They'll have a list of past bands, and we're on that list with like great bands that I love, like the Ergs. So that's pretty cool. And Waxahachie.
Yeah.
So that was our big thing, and then, you know, we broke up, and I just sort of do my own thing now, and I have a new band that's just starting, and we're gonna put out a record this year called Pain Is a Joke.
Nice.
And that one's called Sea Urchin.
Yeah.
That band.
Well, I saw you guys play in November at Matt DeCaro and Pat Wise's show at Legion Bar.
That
Keep
was
mentioning
our first
Legion
show.
Bar. Yeah. Oh, it was your first show?
That was our first show.
You guys sounded good. You sounded
Thanks.
Tight.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's awesome. How new is the band? I don't think I realized that.
I think we've only played that show.
Okay, wow.
And like I'm working on recording this stuff right now. And
nice.
Yeah.
Well, look out for that, everybody. Look out for Sea Urchin's debut album.
Pain is a Joke. It'll come out hopefully within the next 6 months or so.
Let's say vaguely in the spring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love when people say like they give a season as the release date for a thing. Like, all right, well that tells me nothing. What am I how am I supposed to like remember?
Like, sometime in the spring.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just set a reminder in my iCal for the first of every month in the spring. Keep checking your page.
Cool. Yeah. Please do.
Good. Good. 718-928-9732 is the phone number. 718-928-9732 or 718-WAVY-C. We're coming into the final 10 or so minutes of the show here, so plenty of time to make a phone call, but if you're on the fence about it, I say do it now.
Do it.
Do not wait. Do not wait.
Do it and I'll answer any question.
Anything?
Anything.
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 Fantastic.
Cool.
Great.
I'll even reveal a secret.
Ooh.
So one of my friends, this is true, one of my friends told me that he voted for Jill Stein, and he wanted me to keep it a secret.
Oh, man.
Because he was embarrassed, and I will reveal that on air.
There it is. There it is. Caller, welcome to the program.
Oh, hey.
Hi, who is this?
This is Pat Wise.
Oh, Pat, welcome to the show.
You know, I've been listening to that, took your advice, and I'm halfway out in the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, outstanding.
Straight out here.
Congrats, man. I'm glad you're finally following your passion.
I know. I might lose service.
That's okay.
Oh, man, it's great out here. You guys, you're right. The ocean is where I belong.
Hey, how's are you on a ship alone?
I'm on a small catamaran by myself that I stole from the docks. You know, the docks.
Sick, dude.
That's great. You really are a pirate.
Yep. I stole some booty on the way out. I think that's how you do it. You steal the booty, and then you take the ship, and you just go out on your own.
Yeah.
Everything I know about pirates says that's the case.
That's true, yeah. You know.
What's your first mission as a pirate?
I'm going to find an island to be by myself.
Yeah.
I didn't really think this through. It's cold.
Uh-huh. Well, you and I have talked about how a nice thing would be to just like have a new house that you could just like hook up all the electronics for. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what the island holds for you.
Yeah. If not, I'll just put it in the catamaran, my home theater.
Yeah, yeah. Walk us through.
Matt,
go ahead.
I want Matt to tell me a secret.
Oh, a secret? Any secret?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll tell you a secret. I do, actually. I feel bad now. I don't want to... Oh, is that...
No, he's still here.
Oh, okay. A secret. Oh, shit. Well, I don't want to actually reveal my friend because he was very...
Well, tell me, like, you can tell another embarrassing thing from high school.
Oh, another embarrassing thing from high school? Oh, I was the lead in a couple of my school plays, and I really wanted to be the lead in the musical, which was every winter season, but that was also, the wrestling season, and I was on the wrestling team. So I, when I was a senior, finally quit the wrestling team to do the musical, and all the wrestlers would, you know, call me homophobic names because I was not wrestling dudes anymore. I was going to be in the musical. And the embarrassing part is I told everyone on the team, I was like, well, I want to be the lead. I'm a senior. I'm probably going to be the lead. And that was like my way of getting out of it, of getting out of them like calling me, you know, slurs, homophobic slurs, and then I had no lines. I was a Nazi in Sound of Music, and I had one line, and my one line was over there.
Oh, that is awesome!
That's so funny. I have a very similar story because the baseball team, the coach of the baseball team, was good friends with the art director, and we all got parts in, what's that? Is it Come Sail Away? No, that's not it. The one with the...
Yeah, Come Sail Away, the Styx musical.
Yeah, that was the one. No, the one with all the sailors.
Oh, Pacific? South Pacific?
South Pacific?
I think that was it, yeah. And we
even
all
then, you
sailors.
Knew you were wanted
or,
to be a sailor.
Yeah.
And we all played sailors, and we got in trouble because we were skipping too much practice to go to play practice. And oh, it was so much fun.
That's the eternal struggle of every high school kid, whether or not to be on a sports team or to be in the theater.
One of my biggest regrets about high school is that I didn't ever do any of the plays. Now I was too scared. Pat, I'm going to say goodbye to you. We've got somebody who's waiting to get on the line here.
Well, you know, I'm taking water, so I got
to
go.
Okay, good luck. I hope you get back to shore.
Me too.
All right, we'll talk soon. Okay. Do we have another caller? Do we have another caller? Welcome to the program. I'll take that as a no.
Oh, bummer.
Somebody was just trying to call. Maybe they gave up.
Call back in.
Call back in, folks. We got time. We got 5 minutes.
I'll reveal another secret.
Another secret. But yeah, it's true. My high school, when I was a junior, I think, did Our Town, the Thornton Wilder play. And they usually did musicals.
Oh, here we go.
I'll tell that story another time. Caller, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
This is Marta.
Marta, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? You sound like you're having a fun time.
We are. Yeah. What? How are you this morning?
Well, okay. I'm good. You know, whatever. It's fine.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't sound too good.
Were you in theater in high school, Marta?
No. No, I wasn't in theater.
Did you wish you were in theater, like me?
No, I hated high school, and I couldn't wait to get out, and, theater people, I don't know, I wasn't privileged enough to have, like, all that theater thing going on in my school.
Oh, sorry, Matt Strickland, you privileged, son of a bitch.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm gonna work hard to make sure that every kid can be a Nazi in Sound of Music.
Exactly.
Marta, how's your weekend been?
My weekend is good. I don't know. I'm going to go feed some birds in a little bit.
Oh, you're going to go feed some birds? Great. That's nice.
Yeah, do you like to feed birds?
It's, sure, but, you know, I wish I had as much privilege to have as much free time in my life that I could just sit around an afternoon and feed birds. I got work to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a nice thing to do when you don't have a lot of money. You go and you get some bird feed, and then you sit in the park and you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colby. Hey, get off Marta's case, Colm. She just wants to go feed some birds.
Sorry, Marta.
Tuppence a bag.
It's Marta, not Martha.
I said Marta.
Okay, good.
Oh, she's giving it to you, Colm.
Stop trying to make this a fight, Matt.
Sorry. I like egging people on. Did you have a question, Marta?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me think of a question. Not really.
Oh.
What would be a good question? How old are you guys?
I'm 37.
I am a 37 and a half.
Yeah, Matt's older than me by a couple months.
Older, yeah. So wiser and... He has to listen to me.
That's good. And you have a show tonight at a comedy show. I like to go see comedy sometimes.
The comedy show is free as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if we mentioned that earlier. It's a free comedy show. Yeah, it's called New Bits at Muchmore's in Williamsburg at 7 o'clock.
Okay, well, maybe after I feed the birds and then I feed the rats, I will come and see the show.
Oh, we would love that.
Ooh, what do you feed the rats?
Oh, leftovers.
Oh, cool.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, they have to eat, too. They're really hungry, and they're really cute.
Yeah. Rats are my second least favorite animal.
Behind what?
Raccoons.
Raccoons, yeah, raccoons.
Oh, well, Marta, God. Why don't you like raccoons?
I had a bad experience once.
We're going to have to have that story another time. I got to start wrapping the show up. Marta, okay. I sincerely thank you for calling in. It was great to talk to you.
Okay. All right. You guys have a good day.
All right. You too.
Hopefully you'll come to the show.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
So Young Person's Radio is over. And
Man, I had so much. I brought my guitar. I didn't even get a chance to play any tunes.
Didn't even get to it. I know.
I was just too excited to chat.
You had too much to say.
Yeah, I had so much to say.
Well, Matt, sincerely, thank you so much for being here. It was really great to have you on, and I hope you'll come back one day.
Oh, of course I'll come back. Thank you so much for having me.
And you can see Matt and I tonight at Much More's at 7 p.m. in Williamsburg, completely for free. I want to thank everybody for listening, and thanks to everybody who called in. This is Young Persons Radio with me, your host, Colby Smith. We are here every Sunday from 10 to 11 on Radio Free Brooklyn. We'll be back next week where our guest is the writer Maggie Sirota. So make sure you tune into that. That's going to be a lot of fun. You can find us on Twitter at Colby J. Smith, and you can find Matt at Strickbomb, which is S-T-R-I-C-K-B-O-M-B. Stay tuned for Points of Order, which is, as always, my favorite sports talk show on the station. So they're coming in a matter of moments. Video ain't killing this radio star, baby. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye. Kids one winter came along and we headed down south with just spitting a song. The banker man said, sorry, son, it's all gone. Yeah, it's gone. Well, this man hunkered down by the railroad tracks. The Elkhorn special blowing my hair back. On the highway in the dirty moonlight, and I don't know where I'm gonna sleep tonight.